This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, August 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Rollins warned, FSA offices understaffed. ASA sounds alarm, and small farms extend decline. Groups representing FSA committee members warns of staffing declines. Leaders of an association representing Farm Service Agency committee members raising concerns that staff reductions have left many offices without the necessary employee resources to adequately handle farm programs. National Association of Farmer Elected Committees President Jim Zumbrink and nine other members of the organization's executive committee sending a letter to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins dated today on the proposed reorganization of the agency. The group, quote, is very concerned that without adequate staff, our farmers and ranchers could experience great delays in the receipt of program funds, conservation funds, and emergency funds. They note that since 2002, FSA permanent county staffing has declined 40%, going from 9,413 employees to fewer than 6,000 employees. They say current staffing levels are, quote, at an all-time low, and they want their organization to have, quote, a seat at the table during any future FSA reorganization plans. Soy growers warn of extreme financial distress as China market vanishes. The soybean industry is warning the Trump administration about the financial challenges facing growers this fall as sales to China dry up. The American Soybean Association yesterday released a letter to President Donald Trump on the issue and an accompanying white paper laying out the state of soybean exports. The letter and the white paper note that the Chinese duty on U.S. soybeans is 20% higher than the tariff on South American soybeans, keeping the U.S. crop prohibitively expensive. China has put in no orders for U.S. soybeans being harvested this fall. Growers in the Northern Plains have no new export orders at all, the white paper says. U.S. soybean farmers are standing at a trade and financial precipice. As you and your team negotiate with China, we urge you to prioritize soybeans and reach a deal that includes the removal of China's retaliatory duties and, if possible, significant soybean purchase commitments, ASA says in the letter to the White House. And don't miss this. Oliver Ward reports in this week's AgriPulse newsletter that pesticides and other agriculture inputs could be particularly hard hit by new tariffs. We also have reports on the draft MAHA strategy, beef prices, bee losses, and NASCAR and ethanol. Rollins heads to South Dakota for policy panel. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins will be in Mitchell, South Dakota today to hold an ag policy roundtable with the state's congressional delegation at Dakota Fest. Rollins will appear with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, as well as GOP Senator Mike Rounds and Representative Dusty Johnson. Take note, the conservation group Invest in Our Land also is holding a reception at Dakota Fest today. On Thursday, the group plans to unveil an art installation at the Corn Palace, honoring producers who have used federal conservation programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Small farms decrease in number, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. The number of family farms fell by 8% between 2017 and 2022, the National Ag Statistics Service says in a new report. The decrease amounts to nearly 159,000 farms. Large farms increased by 40% and very large farms by 65%, NAS said. Large farms defined as having gross cash farm income between $1 million and $4.99 million. Very large farms have gross cash farm income of $5 million and over. Small farms, those with a GCFI under 35,000, account for 85% of the United States' 1.9 million farms. Take note, family farms still make up 95% of all U.S. farms, that according to the report. The typology report is available from the Ag Statistics Service. Report. Over half of 2024 farm credit loans went to young, beginning, or small producers. More than half of all loans made by the farm credit lenders in 2024 went to young, beginning, or small producers, that according to a new report from the Farm Credit Administration, which oversees the system. FCA says the Farm Credit System institutions provided $348 million in services to young, beginning, and small producers. The report says more institutions reported having young, beginning, and small farmer advisory committees, board members, and staff training compared to 2023. The report says total non-lending dollars for young, beginning, and small farmers decreased by 2.7%, mostly due to decreases in grants and in non-lending capital commitments. USDA Trade Undersecretary leads U.S. delegation to Korea. USDA trade officials met with their counterparts to discuss ag trade at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Food Security Ministerial Meeting last week, USDA says. Mitchell Birking, Deputy Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, led the U.S. delegation. She met with the Korean Ministry of Agriculture, Food, and Rural Affairs to discuss non-tariff trade barriers during the visit. Those barriers, according to U.S. Trade Representative report released in March, include onerous biotechnology requirements and a 16-year-old transitional measure restricting U.S. beef exports. Beckering also met with representatives of the U.S. Grains Council, the U.S. Meat Export Federation, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and U.S. Wheat Associates. Here's today's final word. With rural America on the verge of financial crisis due to low commodity prices, the failure to deliver timely program funds could have a long and lasting impact on all of America. That a letter from the National Association of Farmer Elected Committees to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins today. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, August 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.